Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, Rip Torn Dies, News, Gators, and Donnie Baker. Right after this.
I didn't mean to laugh.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
Can you help me find it?
There are things you never say to a naked dude.
Does that thing come with an air pump?
I thought you said you had small pox.
Really? No, seriously. Really?
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
You call that fun size?
There are some things you should never say.
But your feet are so big.
Aw, that's cute.
Hang on, I'll get my tweezers.
Oh, it's like a little light switch.
Am I being punked?
Did you fall asleep in a freezer?
It's a good thing you're rich.
Well, at least this drink is stiff.
For a second there, I thought you had a third nipple.
I didn't know they could be innies.
Well, this explains your big car.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
Wow, your boobs are bigger than mine.
There are things you never say when a man is nude.
This explains why you're still single.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked
Thanks,
guy.
Thanks, I could use a toothpick.
There are things you never say to a naked dude.
We'd better turn out the lights. I think I'm gonna need to finish off that bottle of tequila.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We're talking about the sad death of a Rip Torn, fine actor, well known from the Larry Sanders Show. And this is a little bit of Mr. Torn from the movie Dodgeball. Here we go.
You're going to learn to be true dodgeballers. Then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
Shouldn't we, learn by dodging balls that are thrown at us, or...
That's what this sack of wrenches is for. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What?
Any other questions?
Yeah, patches. Oh. Are you sure that this is completely necessary?
Necessary? Is it necessary for me to drink my own urine?
Probably not.
No, but I do it anyway because it's sterile and I like the taste.
a little bit of Rip Torn.
Okay.
And I think we're not playing this up enough, but Chick McGee's Rip Torn
impression is dead on.
Quite good.
Can you now? I'll tell you what.
Dodge, duck, dive, dodge.
Now, I'd like you to
do. Oh, here we go.
Is,
yes.
Here's the scenario.
You have to write it down.
No, you can get this. You got this. Trust me on this.
Listen
yesterday on the show.
Listen to
we
it.
We had an eating competition with Ace and Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And Josh triumphed eating the delicious St. Elmo's, famous St. Elmo's shrimp with the hot sauce. And, I mean, it was a disaster for Ace. I mean, Josh trounced him.
It was tasty.
Want you as Rip Torn to congratulate Josh and castigate Ace for his lack of effort in the contest.
Congratulations, Josh. You did a great job.
Thank you very much, Rip. I appreciate
Ace,
it.
Ace, you're an awful pussy.
See, I told you. Didn't he had it, didn't he?
Now, yes.
He nailed it.
Now, check, please do Richard Nixon and Rip Torn eating breakfast.
Drink it, you pussy.
I did that. It didn't even move my mouth. What do you think of that?
Rip, I'll pass the tape. I mean the salt.
Pass the tape.
If only we'd had digital recording, could have deleted it. The touch of a button. If I'd had an
all
eraser.
That on a thumb drive, that would have been cool.
If I'd had a bulk eraser, Rosemary Woods, and I wouldn't be testifying.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
How are you?
That's sad about Rip Torn's. I always wondered, is that one or two words? Is there like a hymen in it, like Tupac, or is it hymenated?
It's two separate words.
I don't think Tupac.
Well, I didn't know. Have I ever told you guys what an idiot my friend Todd Boner is? Did I mention this yesterday?
No.
So I forgot. Get this. He heard from his cousin Emmerich that you could make money on the side by donating sperm eggs.
Okay.
Well, he said it's for chicks who want to have babies but are too, help me, Christy, homely or big boned to find a man to put a baby in them.
Donnie.
Well, anyways, so he tells us, he figures he's sitting on a gold mine, like liberally and figuratively. Say, yesterday, first thing in the morning, he drives to make a sperm egg deposit.
Oh, okay.
I swear to God. Said he got to the bank an hour early, which already makes him look like a suspect who's probably going to pump and run. Then he says he gets stage fright and decides it's going to be better to hit the drive-thru rather than do it in front of the teller.
What?
So that's mistake number two. He pulls out, Tom. He grabs that money shot tube, opens that big boy up, so there's like a ballpoint pen in it. Not even sure why it was there. Boner said he figured, you know, they'd have a Playboy, a penthouse, or a Jugs and Tug or something like that for him, you know, just for priming the pump.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, he does the deed, but he had to put the seat so far back to finish, it looked like nobody was in the car.
Yes.
There's another move probably tipped off the popo in advance.
Uh-huh.
So then the best part, he deposits the seed in the tube or mahogger, takes the tube, puts it in the slot, hits send, and sends that baby batter blasting off back to the bank.
Right.
The next thing you know, through the bullet, proof glass. He said he heard screaming and yelling over intercom. He said he's like, I probably should have warned you ladies. That's easily a whole week and a half's worth.
Boy.
Yeah, I hope you're wearing ponchos in there. I swear to God, that's when he heard the sirens. You know, he figured that a robbery was going on. So, you know, his instinct was to hightail it out of there.
Sure.
Which made him look even more auspicious.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing he left was about two quarts of DNA evidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk about shooting yourself in the foot without getting your socks wet. Swear to God. What an idiot. I would at least put it in a Ziploc bag or aqua socks.
Thanks,
or,
Donnie.
Right. You know, I can't believe you raw dogged it.
Thanks.
I'm going to go.
Okay. Boy.
Very helpful. Sperm eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Sperm bank.
I need to apologize to Josh. I forgot to do this story this morning in sports.
Oh.
From St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, what's happening?
A zebra foal born at the zoo on June 19th.
That's nice.
Has been named in honor of the St. Louis Blues Stanley Cup win.
Stanley?
Stanley.
Gloria.
Gloria,
the new foal.
Yes, sir. Weighed 84 pounds at birth. She made her first public appearance Friday, July 5th. Visitors can now see her mother at the Red Rocks area of the zoo.
Aww.
Oh, very nice.
There you go.
Makes sense. I didn't know it was a lady zebra, but
isn't a foal a lady zebra, or is that just a baby?
Got me, man. I missed animal husbandry.
I know some people that miss animal husbandry.
It's a little rough. Didn't mean that, but okay.
Currently incarcerated. Christy Lee, I can see her. She's right there.
It's a big baby, 84 pounds.
Yeah, well, wow. It's a zebra.
Yeah.
Well,
They should give it like a whistle so it looks like a referee.
Yes, that's a great idea. And remember its name.
Okay. Are they going to drop that, or is that going to be just
kind of... I would like to see them drop it, just because I think it was great for 2019. Maybe play it the first win, and then that's it. First win of the next season.
Okay, what else is going on?
I don't think it's going away anytime soon.
Yeah, it may not.
You don't think so?
I think it's bad luck to try to ride that.
Law enforcement in the Liberty, Missouri area relied on some basic senses over the weekend to help them track down an alleged criminal. A spokesperson for the Clay County Sheriff's Office posted a photo on Facebook of the search and added that while officials were searching for the guy that passed gas so loudly that it gave away his hiding place.
Is that right?
Yes. According to the Sheriff's Department, we've got to give props to Liberty PD for using their senses to sniff him out.
Oh.
According to the Sheriff's Department, the individual was wanted for possession of a controlled substance. Yeah.
She blamed it on the police dog.
So he's hiding.
He's hiding.
He's hiding from the cops.
Yeah,
and apparently
looking for him.
He rips ass.
Such excessive flatulence.
Yes.
Man.
They gave him away.
You have the...
So it wasn't smell, it was sound.
Yeah.
Both, probably.
So he apparently had the right to remain silent, but deadly.
Yeah.
Wow. Wonder what his nickname will be in prison.
You know what? Yeah.
Hey, Toots.
He may want to keep that up in prison. Might keep some people away.
Yeah.
Wow. So, gassy.
He was charged with breaking wind and entering, by the way.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. That sounds like something from a movie.
Yeah, it does. Happen,
but, sure.
The poor guy.
Some teen flick.
Poor guy? He's a criminal.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows what he was charged, what he really did. But I mean,
controlled substance.
How is it? You have this talent for getting on the wrong side of everything. It's amazing.
Oh, here's something funny. So I'm at the airport the other day. And I'm in line at the Starbucks, and I there's this little kid, probably I'd say 4 or 5.
Yeah. God.
If only we could get a camera crew to follow you around.
And there's one of those signs on the floor that's
like a tent.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but you know what I'm talking about.
Right, they're not quite the cones, but
it's
they're
not
the,
a cone. Yeah,
right.
But it's, and so this guy's this kid hides under the thing, and it's at the airport.
Well, that's not a very good hiding place.
Oh no, it's kind of, I'm not explaining it very well. This thing was up against the place where you put the sugars and stuff. So he got underneath it. I saw him get under. Then you couldn't really see him.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm putting sugar in my tea, and this guy's dad
is looking for him.
Suddenly, he pays for his stuff, and he's looking around. It's an airport.
Yeah,
and
that's
this,
scary.
This kid might have been. He was probably 4.5 or 5, maybe. And he was a real little guy. And this guy's dad, I can see him going into total panic mode. So I wave at him, and I point to the kid underneath the thing. Give the kid up. Well, this guy, he could have taken off. It's an airport.
He wasn't
going to
take off without his kid.
You did the right thing. You didn't.
Are you familiar with the term "mind your own damn business"?
No,
you didn't ruin it for the kid by saying out loud where he was.
No, yeah, this kid.
You still played along.
If it had been me, I would have gone into total panic mode.
Yeah, right.
Because you can't just have a kid that young on the loose at an airport. And I could tell the father was not happy.
Yeah.
Well, he could have been. He should have been keeping a closer eye. He wouldn't have gotten under the sign.
Well, this kid, apparently a little wise guy.
What'd the guy do? He ended up just lifting the sign and
he
beat the hell out of him? Is that what happened?
We went over there and we got the kid and
poured his hot coffee.
I didn't know. I don't think he poured his hot coffee on his.
Jerked him up by his arm. Come here,
get over here.
But what do you do? You don't. And that's one time I think it's important to step in.
I totally agree
with Tom.
That's an awful feeling.
If my kid were missing in the airport, I'd be
We were getting on an elevator, And my three-year-old loves pressing the buttons. So the door opens and she runs in, and I barely got my hand in before the door closed. I was doing something else. That would be really bad. You get a little kid to get in an elevator and the door closes.
Isn't that a myth? The buttons don't control the opening of the door at
no,
all?
No, she just...
No. We're standing there. I'm playing with the stroller
He's
thing.
He's
gizmo.
Outside.
Door opens. She gets in. The door starts to shut.
Yeah, you don't know what floor she's going
to.
Why are you
on.
Standing outside the elevator?
Because
they're waiting for the elevator to get on the elevator.
How did she get on before you got on?
Because I was on my knees dicking with the stroller thing. I'll tell you what, these strollers now, these strollers that they have now are miracles of engineering. But if you don't know how, and they're all different, you've got to simultaneously click two things and shimmy your ass and
lift
flip.
Up. Yeah.
I kid you not, they are so, but and God bless the engineers that design these things. They're amazing. But we had a new stroller, so I'm dicking with that thing. And all of a sudden, the door opens and little Hart runs out of the elevator. Wait! So that'd be a disaster.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what floor she got off on.
No. Right. It would have been ridiculous.
That's like Baby's Day Out, my favorite movie of all time.
That's a bold statement.
I know, isn't it? Joe Mantegna?
That was part of my adventure. I think I did the right thing by ratting on this kid and telling his dad where he was.
Speaking of babies.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I think I agree.
I disagree.
A gender reveal party did not go as smoothly as planned when the car burst into flames.
This guy should be put in jail.
The Queensland Police Service released drone footage that shows a car emitting blue smoke while driving down a road.
It's a boy.
He's peeling out.
In the drone video released by police, the big reveal initially goes as planned, with celebrating guests filming as the car drives down the road engulfed in blue smoke. After it comes to a stop, however, the car bursts into flames and the driver and guests are forced to abandon it. The car sits in the middle of the road on fire amid huge plumes of black smoke.
Honey, we need to talk.
I've never seen a black smoke reveal party.
No one was injured in the incident. It's a boy, but...
These things have gotten out of hand. This reveals more about the parents than the baby, I think.
Yeah, when you're using alligators and cars and...
Oh, yeah, the alligator bit the bag
or
something.
We have another one of those that went wrong.
Gender reveal or alligator?
Yeah, no, incident. an alligator gender reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the one where the...
there were two.
Yeah,
there were two.
The guy was an alligator trainer handler or something.
Yes.
But he's got like his grandma in the wheelchair 6 feet from this gator. All of a sudden the gator. Well, everybody got away, but Nana.
Nana's fine.
I don't think that happened.
The alligator didn't attack Nana. No, he didn't.
Well, could have easily, yeah.
But I'm just saying it could have.
Could have, sure. Could have stood up and started talking, but it didn't.
Well, Wally Gator's
here. Hey,
just it's a boy.
Good gator. Thank you.
Well, coming up, we have more gators in the news, including there is an alligator on the loose in Chicago.
I love this story.
And there's an alligator apparently in tribute to the... great American women's soccer champs.
Mm-hmm.
There is an alligator. Did you see the alligator that they had? The alligator has a soccer ball stuck in its mouth.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this is where it was in South Carolina.
Right? Yeah, Myrtle Beach.
And they had to do a little bit of rescuing.
Can we get an alligator for the show?
No.
I'd love it. Can we get a big hissing alligator in here?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.